It's a real special joy this Sunday afternoon to interview Mrs. Carol Agnew, a Christian worker, a pastor's wife, a mother of three young children. And I think I should know her very well because Carol is actually our daughter. You came into our family and then eventually you came into the Lord's family. Could you briefly tell us what you recollect and how that came about, Carol, in your life?
Well, there's not too much that I remember these days, even what I did last week. But I do remember the day that I got down by Mum's bed and asked God to forgive me. A lady that I'd become close to had passed away. And I knew that if I wanted to see her again, I had business to sort out with God. I knew that I had sin in my life. And that was putting a barrier between me and God. It was making a distance between us. And that if I wanted a friendship with God and if I wanted to have that relationship with him, then I had to ask God to forgive me for the wrong choices that I had made, wrong decisions, things that were getting in the way of that relationship I could have with him. And so I do remember at 6 years old asking Mum to pray with me and getting down by her bed to pray and ask God to forgive my sin and making that decision to follow him, which is something that I've never looked back on.
Carol, we know that through school years and everything, you really had a wonderful testimony for the Lord, and especially when you went on then to grammar school. Do you remember some of the responsibilities you had at that time?
I do remember being very involved in the SU group, and that's something that I count now as a real privilege, to have been in a school where there was a Christian influence and where there were so many Christian people around, from different churches all getting together in the one common thing that bound us together, that was our relationship with Christ. And so being involved in the SU group at school and helping in the leadership of that, I think probably set me up for things that were to come in the future without me ever knowing it at that time.
Carol, eventually the Lord was to take you to Scotland for your university years, and those were watershed years, and the Lord's plan began to unfold for you very specially in your life at that time.
Yes, I think university is a real place, getting that, you know, that chance to begin to ask questions and to really search things out and to begin to own my faith and to be surrounded by people with different ideas and different backgrounds, and just to be able to determine what it was that I believed and where the foundation of my faith. And so I had a great time growing as a student and being involved in home groups and getting involved in ministry and finding out where my giftings would lie and what the Lord was calling me to. So although I was there to study, church life was a very important part of my development as well, I think.
There were, of course, special key moments in your life at that time when people that you had a real influence on came to know the Lord. But eventually it was to take you very far away from our shores as the Lord Jesus began to reveal his plan for your life.
Yes, I think predominantly during the student years we got involved in children's work. I met my husband, of course. He was studying in Scotland as well, even though he came from Northern Ireland. And together we felt burdened to go. We felt burdened to go out and work with street kids for a month in Mexico and take a team from our church, Carruthers Christian Centre, in Edinburgh. And that was a pivotal moment for us. That during that month, we really felt God calling us back into a longer term service, which resulted in us spending about 6 years off and on in Mexico City, working with street kids, working in social ministry projects with a local church there.
And during those years, of course, your children came into your lives then as you and Andrew began to serve the Lord with OMS International and all of that ministry. You didn't stay in Mexico. Eventually, as you handed the work over to Mexican nationals, the Lord Jesus began to reveal his plan to you again, the next remarkable phase of your ministry. And I would like you to really tell us about that now, Carol. What is happening, what has happened, and what you would like to see happening. And I don't want to interrupt you as you share with us.
Yeah, well, we had seen the work in ministry with the street kids go from something quite small to something that was a lot more structured. And we began to think that maybe it was becoming time that God was moving us into something else. And in a number of different ways, we felt the door was closing on the ministry that we were involved in there for us personally in Mexico. And we were approached and asked if we would come back to help with a church planting ministry. Someone asked me this week what church planting is, and basically what we were doing is we were working under a large church in Edinburgh to help start a new church in the outskirts of Edinburgh. So it's in the east side of Edinburgh, near in a little village close to Musselburgh. It's called Wallyford, an ex-mining village. And when we came back, we felt blessed in that we could see that the door was opening, God was opening that door, and we had a very smooth transition back to life here after mission life. And we were excited to get started in a very different ministry in many ways. It was a lot of relationship building, getting to know people in the community, getting involved in community projects. Mm-hmm. And as time went on, within a year, we began to start church services. There's going to be a lot of expansion in the village. We're getting a lot of new housing because we're quite commutable. It's a good distance into Edinburgh, so we're getting a lot of new housing. We're going to get a new high street in the village. We're going to be getting two new schools, a new primary school, a new high school, and hopefully a new high street. And we are hoping that within all of that newness, there might even be a new church building or some kind of a ministry facility that we would be able to use as a more permanent base.
Carl, what is the church family like, size-wise, contact-wise? What feedback are you getting from the people in the village of Wallyford? 2,000 people are thereabouts, is that right, the population, somewhere in around that?
I think it's something like that at the moment. Of course, that's going to increase by a lot over the next 10 years. But I think now we are much more, we are answering the question less about what we are about. The name of our church is called the Living Room Church. And when we first arrived, people didn't know what the living room was for or why we were there. They didn't understand that we could be a church that wasn't part of a major denomination. And even some people didn't know why we would meet in the kind of facility that we're meeting in. But as we have got to know people and as we have been involved in the community, I think those questions are coming less and less. We're finding that the church is made up of people of all ages from across East Lothian. It's exciting to have from little babies in our creche, maybe about 20, 25, up to 30 kids in our Sunday school at times, about 80 of us in total. Just different groups for different age groups during the week. That is a really a great time of fellowship. Home groups are something that have been developed and a really good way of connecting people, because we're coming from church is a melting pot of people from all different walks of life, all different occupations and different stages in life as well. So home groups are a really good way of connecting and engaging more with the teaching that happens on a Sunday morning on a relationship basis.
Carl, give me one or two real encouragements that you have had in the ministry at Wallyford.
I suppose our encouragements come from getting to know people who have been in the village for a much longer time than we have, and people who are very well connected in different areas of the village. And so it's been encouraging to us just to meet people who have maybe had very little knowledge of the Bible, very little influence or attendance at church, and being able to engage them and see people really open up to the gospel and really open up to the story of how their need can be met in Christ. And I think, you know, there's less and less of an influence of church and people have less and less knowledge of the Bible and the wonderful stories, never mind the wonderful message of the Bible. And so to be able to see people who have come from a place of real hurt and realize that their hurts can be healed by Jesus, and to find real purpose, and people who have maybe come to the end of their rope and feel that life is just too much, finding real hope and real purpose is just really, it's really exciting and really fresh and really encouraging and really inspiring as we move forward. We want to see lives changed from the inside out, of course, and that's something that only the gospel can do. We've been encouraged by people coming to faith in Christ, and it's just really exciting to see people find Christ and find their lives turned around.
Looking into the future, Carol, what is really the prayer burden? What's the vision of the church and the people?
Well, of course, we want to be salt and light in our community. And of course, we want to see more and more people come to know the Lord in Wallyford and in East Lothian. And so as we grow in depth, hopefully as a church and in number as a church, we are already looking to where God would have us plant another church as soon as he would open up the doors for that to happen. And so one of the ideas behind the home groups is exploring the idea of maybe one of these home groups becoming a church in its own right, if that's the way God would open up the doors. And so although we are a very young church and a very new church, and in some ways we don't tick all of the boxes, there are needs within our own church, but we are looking to what is the next step. Can we plant another church? The need is great. The harvest is white. We need labourers, of course, in the harvest. We need people who are prepared to be involved in church and to be involved in the ministry and who are living their lives evangelistically, seeking to use all the contacts that God brings into their lives and seeking to sow the seed of the gospel into all of those relationships.
Carol, I know that the background to your ministry there is very different to, say, like what I have been involved in, where my ministry has been among people who would have some background and knowledge of spiritual things and biblical things. But you obviously would have to be very simple and very straightforward with the people that you share with. Very briefly, how do you approach somebody? How do you unpack what you want to share with them?
I think what you do is you love people, and I think what you do is you seek to meet needs. So you look at where the needs are and you look to be real with people. I think people want to see the real person. They want to see the real you, and they want to know that you may have some of the similar needs to what they have. The difference that we have is that we have someone to hold on to when the need is around us, and we have someone to hold on to in our storm. We aren't spared from the storms of life, but when we have a storm, we have a hope and we have security in knowing that our lives are in the hands of someone who loves us and cares for us and who knows what's best for us and who will be with us in every situation. And so we are just seeking to live our lives in the community and hope that we can take the opportunities that we have as people ask us the reason for the hope that we have that is in us.
Carol, I really appreciate you sharing with us this afternoon. Mrs. Carol Agnew, and I want you to take Andrew and his wife Carol and their three children, Tabitha, Oscar and Zara, on your hearts to pray for them and their ministry as they continue to serve the Lord in Scotland. Thank you so much, Carol, for sharing with us today.